With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, here we go. Hour number two. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Hanging with you here on the grid, busy second hour. We're going through all the baseball, of course. Got NBA happening tonight, too. NIT, second round. And they got that crown going on, too, Joe. You in on the crown?
Mm.
The crown game is out in Vegas?
No, can't bet the crown. You know that.
I know that. Doesn't mean you can't. You're not in on the crown, I guess. No crown for you?
No, you weren't on it last night. Now all of a sudden you're in on it.
Villanova up 31-22 on Colorado late in the first half at the Crown.
We got
UCF beat Oregon State by one.
Come on.
Who?
They get a smash.
Who?
Mangum. Johnny
guy
Mangum.
On the Rays. Yeah.
Big bad Johnny Mangum.
Big bad Johnny. Anteaters up four, Joe, in the final minute. Anteaters up four. Come on. Oh, DeJong's up for Washington. Can this guy go yard here?
Cooper DeJong.
Cooper DeJong. Cooper DeJong.
These games are too nip and tuck. Let me tell you, nip and tuck. These games are too tough, Carver. Too tough.
I don't disagree with you on that.
Let me see what Jimmy B's doing. Jimmy B. 15.
Yeah. DeJong struck out. No good, Joe.
I mean, I got runners on. I need to convert here. I need to convert.
Giants got another runner on here.
Yeah.
Giants got a runner on.
Not good enough. I need to convert. Okay? Having runners on is great. Need to convert.
Here comes your buddy Trout. Trout's done nothing so far, too.
Mm-hmm. What about him?
Did he get one? Joe? Nope. Warning track.
Is he using a torpedo bat? Is Trout using a torpedo bat?
Not that I know of. I don't believe so.
I'm going on faster feet.
He wasn't on the list that all the sports books now post in the afternoon before the game.
I'm going on a faster feet. You hear me? I'm going on a faster feet.
Whatever. I guess just ruin all the games for me. That's fine.
Why is
just
that?
Tell me what game you're not watching so that I can go to that one. Tell me what game you're not watching. You watching the Jays and the Nats? You're not on Jays Nats, right? I'll watch that game.
No, you can watch that one.
What about Red Sox, Cardinals and Angels? You on that game?
No, I could care less about that.
Good.
Base hit.
So I'll watch.
Is that a base hit in Tampa?
Is it?
I don't know what's going on here. This guy's got a 0-2 count. I'm going on a faster feed.
Go on a faster feed. Joe, they pushed through a lot of stuff at that NFL meeting today. They pushed through tons of stuff.
The kickoff.
So what's that about? Now they're going to put the ball at the 35 if you don't return it? Is that where they're at? They're dying to get these guys to run these kicks back, huh? They want the kicks being run back. That's what it all comes down to.
In play. What happened here?
You got the Hawkeye with the first down. They're getting rid of the old guys dragging the chains out there. They're actually going to use the technology. The chips in the ball, right? Chips in the ball?
Yeah. You love how they're doing this after your Bills needed the chip in the ball in the fourth and going one?
Now well, this is the second time they've done this. You screwed the Bills with the chip in the with not using the chip in the ball in the playoffs. A couple of years ago, they screwed the Bills where they never touched the ball in overtime.
No. Don't say the 13-second game they screwed them.
I agree. Well, yeah, but they changed the rule after that. They changed the rule after that game. Bills deserved to lose
just because
that game.
Your defensive coordinator
they should
Leslie
have gotten
Frazier
a chance to get the ball again. I mean, that guy walked off the field with a lead and he never saw the ball again. 17. He walked off the field with a lead. He never touched the ball.
If your defense was good, since when you think back in the day, John Elway or some of the greats that won in overtime, you think guys like Bernie Kosar and all those guys are crying, wish we had the ball back? I mean, come on, what are we doing here? Wish we had the ball back. Well, guess what? It didn't happen.
Do it like the college overtime from now on. Just enough. Just do the college overtime. Except for that dopey two-point conversion nonsense that they do now.
They should go back to the old way in college where no total was out of the old two. We could have 100 points. 14th.
Yeah, but it's, we don't want to keep the kids out there forever, Joe. Don't want to keep the kids out there forever.
And we're going to add another game in the college football playoff, and we're gonna have them play 16 games and seven, and do all that, right?
Remember one thing as you continue to talk about this. The student athletes come first, okay? Student athletes are what's more important in college athletics. College sports, student athletes. They matter. Nobody else. It'll be the student athletes. Put them first. Okay? You all right with that?
No? Oh, yeah, I'm all right with it. Yeah.
Hey,
I'll
tell you another. Since you brought up college football, I never got your thoughts on. First of all, Stanford whacked that Troy Taylor last week. You knew he was in trouble.
They brought back a has-been coach in Frank Reich.
Frank Reich going to run the team for a year.
Scrape up Frank Reich from the dead. Like, give me a break with this guy, Frank Reich.
And they were very specific in the press release. This is a one-year thing. There's nothing that he's not going to be the coach beyond this year. So you're telling me, Joe, that let's say they did have some kind of great year. And they went 9-3. 10-2, 9-3. Maybe just missed the ACC title game. I have a great year playing a decent bowl game, I guess. You're telling me that they wouldn't be banging the table for Frank Reich to stay on as the Stanford head coach? Come on.
Oh, yeah. And think about the recruits. How could you recruit telling you have a dead man walking coach? Who's going to be the coach next year? Why are you going to go to Stanford? You have no coach.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Dead man walk.
It's amazing.
That program, ever since they hyped it up with David Shaw, he ran that program into the ground. Oh, Shaw, great head coach. Great, yeah. Yeah, when they were running with 3 yards in a cloud of dust and they had granite for helmets. Let's be honest. After that Rose Bowl, he went right down into the abyss. Oh, David Shaw, what a great outfit, what a great NFL mind. Any coach or any organization that was thinking about hiring David Shaw, and I know he was with the Broncos, his pal Sean Payton gave him a paycheck. Give me a break, David Shaw.
Oh, there's another run for you, Joe. Altuve just put one in the seats in left field. Look at that. 3-1.
Am I going to get shut out here in Pittsburgh? I mean, 6-0.
I don't see how you could expect anything from the Pirate offense. I think you need the Rays to do it or you're not going to do it. And that's not me talking it down. That's me just trying to – I don't think that they can help you. I mean, they got 3 more at-bats. It's the 7th inning, but, they've just done nothing. It's just been brutal to watch. Really has,
amazing.
Joe.
Don't talk it down, talk it up.
Don't talk it down. Talk it in. Don't talk it down. Talk it in. All right. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Harvard Lisi Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Couple things here, Joe. The Twins are actually making some noise in Chicago now. Now, remember, the Twins have started the year 0-4, and they're down 3-0, but now they've scored two, and they have the bases loaded in the top of the sixth as they're trying to take the lead here. We had the Altuve homer, so 3-1. Giants lead the Astros now, bottom four. What do you number you got in that game, Joe, in that Houston game?
9.5.
Okay, we need a little bit more work. Here comes this Vlad again with the score now 3-3, Toronto and Washington. Let's see if he puts another ball straight up in the air. Or if he's actually going to do something for once. This Walker's up again for the Cardinals. He pops it straight in the air. So the Angels lead St. Louis 3-2. They will go to the seventh inning in St. Louis. I want to see this big bad Vlad. What's he? He walks, Joe. So walk for big bad Vlad. What about Butler? What's he at?
15.
At the half?
Yep.
Wow, a lot of scoring. 74-66. This Curry, 32. He had 32 points in the first half and hit 8 threes. Where's this when we play him?
Oh.
Curry, where's this when we play him? 8 threes, 32 points in the half?
Jeez.
Gotta be kidding me. This Bain has 10 with 2 threes. Morant with 17. You didn't play any Grizzly guys?
Nope.
Joe's upset. You can tell Joe's upset.
Yeah, I'm upset. This Tampa Bay game.
You should have played the over here in Minnesota. They're rounding the bases now. Minnesota rounds the bases. 3-3.
I mean, you get six runs out of the Rays. You can't get three out of the Pirates. Can't get three.
I told you, you're going to need them to do more work. The Rays are going to have to do more for you.
Yeah, maybe they can get some guys on.
This Santander's a loser. He just struck out too. How about we talk about having a bad start to go into a new team? Guy's been a total zero.
Guy's been a hump.
He's been a total zero for them. Absolute total zero.
Yeah, man.
Meanwhile, this Jimenez has three homers. Jimenez.
Tonight?
No, he's got three homers for the Jays so far this year. Oh, and it falls in. The Twins are going to score a couple here, Joe. Two runs in. 5-3 Twins. 5-3 Twins.
Mm.
That was a low total tonight, too, because it's like 20 degrees out there.
Zigging when I should be zagging. Not good.
I told you. The one that you should have went with is later on. Cubs A's in Sacramento. Up, up, up and away.
You might be right.
Up, up, up and away.
All right.
That one.
See what we got here.
Are you surprised that they you surprised that they pushed off the tush push thing? Sounds like, Joe, you know what that was. They didn't have the votes.
Yeah, I thought there were 8 votes short from what I read. 16 teams agreed.
They needed 24, right? They needed 24 to get it passed. They don't have the votes, Joe. They got to go back to work in the room. It's like when you watch all those political movies, like with the presidential moves, or looking for votes, or I'm looking for, I need this many in the House to get my bill passed, and they're all on the big whiteboard and they're moving the votes around. They need the votes. They don't have the votes. So McDermott and LaFleur and Gutekunst and all these goons who don't want the tush push anymore, they got to get back on their whiteboard.
Was McDaniel on that list? That gutless head coach?
I'm not sure. I never heard him talk about the tush push.
No.
I did see a weird, because you know how they all do those interviews at the breakfast tables down there? You see all the coaches talking at the breakfast? I saw one with McDaniel, and he was talking about all that Tyreek Hill stuff that happened at the end of the season, how he like kind of made it sound like he was leaving, and then they said, oh, no, everything's fine. McDaniel kind of made it sound yesterday like, there's a chance he might be gone. Like, that's how he's like, well, he's here right now. So, he's still a member of the team right now. Oh, well, that's encouraging.
If he's gone, they got no shot to do anything. They got none. None.
I don't disagree with you. You saw what their offense is like. It could be real bad. They don't have Tua and Hill out there.
He is a clown, McDaniel. I can't get back on them until they fire him.
You can't stand this guy. You want nothing to do with him. Get him out of here.
Ever since he wore the white tank top.
Get him out of here.
I hope he's the first coach fired. I really do. I can't stand Mike McDaniel. I think he's gutless. I think he's a weasel. I really do. Never steps up against a big competition. Puts his tail
gutless
between his legs.
Called him.
He's about 100. He's 165 pounds soaking wet, if that. He's got no stones. His team has no stones, and they can't stop anybody when it matters. So that falls on the head coach. Somebody should throw him around in the locker room. I can't stand him.
Like him because like he's like not a football guy, and he's like an MIT guy. Is that
no?
Why
but
you
he
don't
is
like
a football
him?
Guy. See, he played at Yale. So he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. He thinks,
I was
going to
say, he's
guys.
Not, like you said, he's not a MIT guy. He's been around the game for a long time.
Give me the guy like Campbell that eats snails and craps iron.
Barbara Lee's Sportsman Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Harvard Lacey Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. So,
hey, Carf.
Yeah,
is every game on pace to be an under tonight?
Let me see, Joe. I'm not sure about that. I think you're going too far. 4-3 Yankees Diamondbacks in the eighth. Diamondbacks have runners on. I think that was an 8.5. Everything else under. The two finals so far is under. Twins White Sox, I believe, is already over. That was a 7.5 because of how cold it was. So I think Twins White Sox is the only game that's over right now. Nationals Blue Jays is at 6, but they're tied at 3s, Joe. So there's going to be at least one, if not two or three more runs in that game. The Yankees are 4-3 now with first and second. So we're getting closer to the over in the Yankee game. But for the most part, Joe, a lot of unders tonight.
Yeah, you play the unders, you're doing well. You play the overs, you're getting smashed
really
right
just
now.
Tonight, Joe. I mean, there hasn't been. I mean, these other nights, you look at last night, yesterday's schedule, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There were 10 overs yesterday, Joe. I mean, Sunday, 1,
except
2,
the ones that I had.
3, 4, 5. Sunday was about 5 or 6. Saturday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Saturday's about 5. Really, yesterday was the first, like, big over day. So, it's been hit or miss, Joe.
Can't get anything going right now. I mean, top 8, 2 outs already. Bottom 5, San Francisco, they got 4 runs. Just dead to rights everywhere. Just dead to rights. Nothing going on.
Can't get it going.
Just whiskey sour.
What are we going to do?
Keep punching.
You know?
Good news is Saturday's already a lock.
Well, that is one thing that you can hang your hat on, is that Saturday's a done deal. So if you're just tuning in, Joe knows the script, and it's over. Auburn's beating Florida on Saturday.
Right.
Done deal. No point in even. Don't ask questions. What about this? Right. What about that? Nope. Don't even try it, because it's a done deal. Done deal. Wow, base is loaded now. How about this, Joe? Base is loaded for the Diamondbacks.
Torpedo bats?
Look who's coming up. A guy that I'm on tonight, Josh Naylor, who's a Dinger Tuesday legend. Can he ruin the Yankee night here in the Bronx?
Isn't Josh Naylor the third wide receiver in Minnesota?
No, that's Jalen Naylor.
Jalen Naylor, there you go.
And he spells his name N-A-I. Whereas this gentleman spells his name N-A-Y, Naylor.
I noticed you're talking him up. Gentleman. Called him a gentleman.
He's a good guy. He made me plenty of money last year, Joe. So, I mean, why would I talk the guy down?
Right.
What do you think? You think that that's the right thing to do? Talk a guy down? I know you want to do that. I know you like doing it. You like talking guys down. But I'm not going to do it, Joe. So, you know,
unbelievable.
I'm not getting involved with that. How about this Naylor here? I'd hate to see the Yankees lose, Joe, but I wouldn't mind winning a bet either.
Here we go. Here we go.
What's the matter?
Top 8, 1 out. Could Cruz do something? Could Cruz hit a 2-run blast here?
Why not? Wouldn't surprise me. I had him yesterday, so usually how it goes. Next
the
day effect.
Step up. Top 6 already in Houston. Talk about whiskey sour. This web is going right through like a buzzsaw. This web.
Web's tough, man. Web's tough.
Buzzsaw Harry going right through. Right through like
web's
a knife
tough.
Through butter. Knife through butter here for Houston.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. So, of course, this Naylor struck out, you know? And then the next at bat, this pig Suarez, Eugenio Suarez, a grand slam. Diamondbacks lead the Yankees 7-4. I mean, honestly, Naylor could, if they were going to lose, couldn't it be Naylor who hit it? Suarez, 5 homers already, though. We're not even a week into the season.
Torpedo bat Suarez?
I don't think he's using a torpedo bat, no. I don't think he's on a torpedo bat.
All right, bottom 8. Can I get some runs here in Tampa Bay? Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing?
This is the last licks for last licks.
Bottom eight for Tampa Bay.
Saying last licks for Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
As in they're not gonna get up again, Joe. So this is your last chance to score runs. Like, let's just call it like is. I'm sorry, the Pirates are losers. I mean, they have no offense whatsoever. No offense.
I hope this manager throws a chair tomorrow across the locker room, wakes them up.
They're
going to be 1-5.
A lot of Pirate fans very upset they brought that guy Shelton back. Everybody wanted him out. And they bring him back. Made no sense.
You know what I would do? I'd do a Steinbrenner, old man Steinbrenner. Chop him right now.
Chop him right out? Cut him under?
Right out. That's
get him
it.
Out.
Tension
chop
getter.
Him down.
Chop him down. Don't like what I see. Chop him right out. Old man Steinbrenner. That's it. We start out with a triple. All right, come on now. Somebody got a triple for Tampa Bay. I think it was Diaz.
Somebody. All right,
there
you go.
Yandy? Was he Yandy Diaz?
Yandy?
I call him Yandy. All right? Okay. Yo Diaz to me. All right? Yo Diaz.
Yo.
Yo. Anybody seen Richie? Anybody know why Richie did Bobby Lebeau?
Oh,
see a lot of boxing gloves, a lot of boxing memorabilia, trophies over there. Who's the boxer?
Who's the best cop? Who's the best cop, Joe? Mikey's the best cop. Who's the best cop? All right, you got to tell me because you're not here tomorrow. Who are you taking in the golf?
Who am I taking in the golf? See, now this is the calm before the storm, right?
Who are you taking in the golf?
What's this? First and third, one out. Come on, Diaz. Come on, runner on third. You can't just hit a ground ball to the right side of the field. Like, what are we doing here? These guys just don't understand the game. You know, or you get paid for RBIs too, guy. You know that, right? What do you want to know?
What's the matter?
Who do I like?
Who are you taking in the golf?
You ready?
Oh, you already? Okay. Who is it?
Now, explain this to me. Where is the golf this week?
San Antonio.
In Texas, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That matters. Texas matters. The heat in San Antonio is going to be very, very difficult. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I like this Henrik Norlander. He's talking to me at 220-1.
All right.
Okay, wait, but there's more.
Keith liked him today for a top 40 on Coast to Coast.
I've been waiting to back
this guy. Was that somebody else? I got to look. Go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah.
Dangerous Ben Silverman. 350-1.
Your boy Silver Spoon?
Ben, don't call me Silver Spoon Silverman. Okay? And then if we're talking about the Texas Heat, I mean, nothing screams San Antonio, doesn't it, than Bo Hostler?
Big Bo Hostler?
I mean, nothing, you know, where's the cattle prod? I mean, cattle prods and steaks. I mean, I just feel like big, bad Bo Hostler. I mean, back down in San Antonio wearing his big ass, you know, cowboy hat and sucking on a straw. And I mean some hay. You know what I mean? Big, bad Bo.
All right, so that's where you're going? 350-1 for Silver Spoons?
Henrik Norlander, Big Bad Ben Silverman.
What was Hostler's number?
I think 90-1.
I got 100 here, Joe, for Hostler.
All right.
100. Because you want to play Big Bo Hostler.
San Antonio, the cattle prod.
All right, well, let me see something for you, Joe. With
what happened here? He walked him? Double? There it is, 7-0. Runner on first. Runner on
okay,
first.
Okay, you got to get that run home.
No, I need two runs. Of them home. I need two of them. How about a homer right here for Caminero? Could Caminero come through?
Caminero? Yeah, he could come through for you.
Is his first name Julio or Jose? Which one?
Wait, what?
Junior.
What?
It said
Junior.
Ken Caminero. I thought it was Jose. All right.
No, Junior Caminero. Junior Caminero.
Every time I hear Junior, I think of Junior Alvarez.
Hey, here comes this Arenado. Can this Arenado hit a homer for the Cardinals? How about this Arenado at +870, Joe?
I just wait. Let my guy come in now. 0-2 on Caminero. Oh. Guy's like he's stuck in mud.
Again, it's all about you. Why can't everybody eat? I never understand that. I don't understand why everybody can't
You've
win.
You've been eating for weeks with the guy.
How do you figure? The plate's empty here. Plate's empty.
Look like you're full to me. You're looking good. Look at you.
No. Don't have enough. Don't have enough.
These Astros.
Can this Arenado get a hold of one?
Jake?
What do you think, Joe? Can this Arenado get one?
Big bad Jake Arenado. 0-2 on this Caminero.
Nolan Arenado.
Could this guy just sit dead red and turn on this fastball?
Oh, I've got it on. They just flipped it on the quad box for me, Joe. Here we go. Caminero. Let's see what he can do.
He put the bat on the ball. Into a double play. Come on, man.
Blame them. They put it in the quad box.
You like the kiss when it comes
Who's
to
coming
watching.
Up for the Pirates? Who's coming up for the Pirates? Reynolds? Is it Reynolds?
Hang on. I got to tell you. No, it's not Reynolds. It's Mead, Misner, and Jansen. Oh, no. Hang on. It's Joey Bart, Tommy Pham, and Valdez.
Yeah, that's not Reynolds.
Reynolds 2-for-4 tonight.
Cardinals tied a game on an error by the Angels, so 3-3 bottom eight. Cardinals do tie things up. Here comes Jazz with the torpedo bat for the Yankees down 7-4. Torpedo bat. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Last shot for the Pirates here.
Joey Bart. Big bad Joey Bart. Big bad Joey. Come on, Joey.
Flim fam up now.
Come on, Joey. Come on, Joey. Come on with these guys. They're so gutless, these guys. All these guys, Carver, gutless. Come on, Joey. Come on, Joey. Say it ain't so, Joe. Joey Bart. Hey now, Joey.
All right, where are you at with Butler?
Well, same. The guy's stuck in neutral. 15 points, 3-point game. All of a sudden, 15 points, he scored too much. He became the facilitator, I guess, right? Steph told him.
Because this,
no good?
Again, this pig's got 11 threes. 11 threes, and he's got 43 points. What do you expect? How's anyone else supposed to eat when this pig's got 11 threes?
Now he hits the threes. When I bet on the 6 threes and the 7 threes, he was 2-10. 2-10, 2-10, 2-10. All of a sudden, now this pig is hitting 10 and 11 threes a night. Unbelievable.
Let me tell you, not only are the Pirates losing, Joe, these are like non-competitive at-bats they're giving to. Like, these got non-competitive at-bats. This guy might be the first guy chopped as Shelton. They're just non-competitive. That would be the guy to bet on, Joe. First manager to get fired is Shelton for the Pirates.
This guy's a gas can. This guy, Joey Bart, two outs already. Look, I just, two outs already. The inning just started.
Need a bloop and a blast.
Come on. Can't get a bloop and a blast? Carver, I'm aggravated now. Bloop and a blast, you got me. I'm knocking things down on the desk. You don't care.
Oh, here come the Tigers, Joe. That's 6.5 total. The Tigers already got a run in. Already a run for the Tigers.
Happy for you. Awesome.
There's a base hit for McCutcheon. There's your bloop.
There it is.
Now you need the blast. You got the bloop. Where's the blast? Bloop and a blast.
Bloop and a blast. This Hayes? Is it this Hayes?
He just missed one before. He hit it off the top of the wall.
I need a blast. You're ahead of me for some reason. I was ahead of you the whole night.
Because I'm on the quad box now. The quad box has a better feed for every game. So I'm ahead of you. It's going to be this Hayes.
Oh, man.
The problem is this guy's got no power, this Hayes.
You told me he just almost hit it out a few.
Yeah, but it was kind of fluky. He inside outed it to right field. He's swinging it there. He's just.
Let me down lightly. Yeah, let me down lightly. Yeah, bloop and a blast. So much for that. You got the bloop. You got the bloop. What I get?
Hey, I said you got. I talked the bloop in for you, and maybe we'll get the blast now.
Nostradamus, here he is. Bloop and a blast.
Yeah, you're being unfair. Yeah, you're being unfair.
He struck out. You know, he just struck out. I got the feed. He struck out.
Well, bloop because you went to the FanDuel. You went to the FanDuel, and you cut the line, is what you did. You cut the line.
This team shouldn't even show up. Next series. Do yourselves a favor. I'm going to start tweeting them.
Skeens is pitching tomorrow. For them.
That's great. Good. I'm going to tell Paul Skeens, tweet out to the LSU contingency. Do yourselves a favor. Don't even show up. Okay? Game is lost. All right? Your offense sucks. You got guys that can't do absolute jack with this team. I mean, look at this. This guy is Zawinski. 200, 0 for 4. Bobby Reynolds, your boy, DH, 269, no pop. Cruz, 1 for 4. Joey Bart.
Bobby Reynolds.
Tommy Flynn Pham. Tommy Pham, he should be, he's better off going back to fantasy football. 143 with this Tommy Pham. They should have gave him a slap back then with the football, with the Tommy Pham. Let me tell you, maybe they were dead on with the slap. I mean, really, give me a break with these guys.
You know, sometimes you just got to give these guys credit, Joe. I mean, this boss pitched good tonight. 6 innings, 10 Ks. You know, he pitched well. You got to tip your cap sometimes. 2-0 Tigers. 2-0 Tigers. So much for that 6.5. 2-0 Tigers.
Got it all figured out. Good for you.
Did you take that over? Tigers,
no,
Mariners? Didn't you go
I took no, it don't matter. I'm cold. I gotta reassess. I gotta change it up.
Just remember, Joe, Saturday's already in the bag. So you
know, Saturday's locked in. All right, that's the good news. Saturday, one leg down, you know, and we got it in. One leg closer to a championship. Nobody thinks Auburn could win. It's amazing. Number one overall seed. Dogs to Houston if they win. Dogs to Duke, obviously. It don't matter. Dogs to everybody. Dogs to Florida. Hey, there it is. Don't even show up.
It. This Jeffers just had a hit for the Twins. Torpedo bat. Torpedo bat.
I'm sick of the torpedo bats already.
It ain't over, Joe. That's all you're going to hear about is these torpedo bats. That's all you're going to hear about. Talk of the town. Torpedo bats.
You see Justin Fields courtside at the Knick game signing footballs? Good for him.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Trying to acclimate. That worked well for Rodgers last year. Remember when Rodgers was at the Knick game and the Ranger game?
Yeah, was he throwing footballs to the crowd?
You know, they had Russell Wilson doing that last week too, didn't they? He was throwing, signing footballs and throwing them to the crowd.
Was
that's
he?
A Knick thing. That yep.
Big bad Knicks. Could Oakley go back to the Garden, or did Dolan kick him out still?
I think he's still banned. I'm pretty sure. He's still on the no-fly zone. He can't
Incredible.
Go
Incredible. One of the greats. Guy played with heart. Pulled on his shoulder. Guy can't even go to the Garden and watch his own team play.
Amazing. Can't do it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Marte grounds out, Joe, so the Yankees are going to go to the bottom of the ninth down 3-7-4. 3-1, Giants lead the Astros, bottom seven, man on for our old friend Christian Walker. Can he get going? He used to be a Dinger Tuesday, one of our guys. Problem is that this Webb is still in. They got to get this Webb out of the game.
Now, he's only got 92 pitches. He's got 92 pitches, no shot. So unless this Walker hits a two-run blast and ties it up, then maybe we got legs. Man, all these games, yeah, we're dead to rights. Just very cold. Time to reassess. This is it, cold as ice. Good news is Saturday it's a turnaround. That I know.
Well, you know what's coming on Saturday.
Smash special. Smash.
It's already in.
I don't even know why they're playing. I honestly not even sure why they're playing the game.
Yeah, I'm not really sure either, to be quite honest with you. I don't know why they're playing the game. We lost Joe. Joe just straight up gone there? How about that, JP? You just lose Joe altogether.
How happened there?
Joe just disappearing into the wind.
I have no idea what just happened. Camera just shut off. Unbelievable. Crazy. I don't know. You got me?
How about that? I got you, Joe. Don't worry. You're back. You were gone for a second. Everything just shut off. Technology goes wrong sometimes, Joe. Goes wrong from time to time. Here's what's going on tomorrow, Joe. I told you earlier, there's like a ton of afternoon games.
Tomorrow?
In baseball. Yeah. See if Joe's interested in any of these totals. Rangers and Reds, 12:30 East, 8.5 after a 1-0 game tonight. Getaway day.
Yeah.
7.5 Royals Brewers.
No.
7.5 Pirates Rays. You're gonna chase it. I already know you are. You're going after that over just because you missed it the last two nights. You're going after that over. Right, I know you're going to do it.
What's the other game?
Oh, look who's going for the Angels tomorrow. Kikuchi in St. Louis for the Angels. Yeah, flat eight.
So those
there.
Are the two totals. Flat eight, I'm taking those two games. Kikuchi, Gaskin, and I'm going bigger, going home. I'm alternate to 9.5, both games. That's it.
Seven and a half for Twins, White Sox.
Nah.
8.5, Nats, Jays. 8.5 Cubs A's, and you got gas cans out there. Jameson shots to Tyone going for the Cubs tomorrow. 6.5 Tigers Mariners. 8.5 Giants Astros. 8.5. You're going to go after that one too because you've chased it the last 2 days. You'll chase Giants Astros tomorrow afternoon also.
Probably. I need to build up some momentum on the weekend.
Jeez, there's only four night games tomorrow, Joe. Only four games at night.
Lisi's not here. Lisi's sometimes Lisi. So either
sometimes Lisi tomorrow night.
Carver and sometimes Lisi tomorrow. What is going to happen? Carver and sometimes Lisi. I'll be listening. Don't you worry.
I'll be listening. You're gonna be marking everything down.
Marking
your list, checking it twice.
Black Book Central. You have no idea.
By the way, real proud of the Anteaters. They won by 2 over North Texas. So they'll play for the NIT championship on Thursday night. What a fail by us not finding a book that had the odds to win the NIT before it started and taking the Anteaters. Would have been a good price. Very unfortunate. Very unfortunate.
Bad job by us. We're zigging when we should be zagging. That's all.
It's true. There's nobody to blame but ourselves.
Right. We're always gluttons, and I blame you for that.
That's probably fine. Whatever you say. So, Joe, you're out tomorrow. I'll be here for Carver and sometimes Lisi. But we'll be back Thursday. Joe will be back Thursday, taking you into Final Four weekend. And plenty of live action as well. Great job by JP. Great job by you, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Radio. Cast and Fingertips.